dog.
Yes. We are grooving here at Youth Voice. Having a good time, aren't we, Nate?
Yeah. Quit right catching on. Me off guard.
I'll be catching Nate off guard all hour and a half that we have to spend together. Quality time with you listeners. All right, let's start off with the first amazing fact that we have for you today.
What would that be?
One, two, three, four. Oh.
Five.
Nope. No. Guess what?
What?
A can of Spam was just opened.
Oh.
A can of Spam is opened every 4 seconds.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
So right now, someone's enjoying a hearty, nutritious meal of Spam.
Amazingly, it is nutritious.
Mmm. I'm guessing they're somewhere in Arlington.
Okay. We don't need people writing in mail.
Sorry about that. Anyway, music day. And let's go into the first song. We have John.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, John, what's going on, John?
Nothing much. I'm just kind of kicking back. Yeah, right. I've got a kicking back type of song for you.
Oh, what's this?
This is called Jalopy Style. It's by
Jalopy Style.
Citizen King. Play Better Days, overplayed song. Well, this isn't overplayed because they don't play it. So
okay, lay it on us.
There you go.
Youth Voice, 90.7 FM, KSER, Youth Voice is in effect. Yo, I'm your host, resident punker for the day, Neil, and we have our resident raver in the production room, Nate.
Yeah.
What's up, Nate?
Not much.
Right on. So, I guess. You have a studio, do you not? DJ SD, Freakiness.
It's partially taken apart now because half of my gear is in another studio right now. So,
why don't you tell us what DJ SD Freakiness is working on for the year 2000?
The year 2000.
Yes. What have you got up your sleeve?
I'm working with a completely different band right now, and coming out with a sort of metal Slipknot sounding band, and look for the new release from DJ SD, Kickapoo Joy Juice, which has no release date yet, but has been put on the back burner because of technical difficulties right now.
Okay. So. Well, you know, I'll be in stores waiting for that to come out. I will. I promise. Let's see. Did you know that it takes 18 minutes to cool the melted chocolate and form it into a Hershey's Kiss?
Wow. 18 minutes.
18 minutes.
For a little gabagoo.
Yep.
Wow.
Did you know that you're more likely to be killed by a champagne cork than a poisonous spider? Nah. It's true.
Amazing.
It's true. And, you know, we're expecting snow here anytime soon.
Oh,
and,
no.
And everyone knows that no two snowflakes look the same.
No, that's wrong.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because some scientist in Sweden found two exact snowflakes.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Boy, he must have no life.
I know.
Anyway.
That's got to be
tough
job.
We all know scientists have lives. Come on, people. Where's two cornflakes look the same.
Where's our laugh track?
Yeah, where's our laugh track?
We need to find that.
Our resident laugh track, Emily. How you doing, Emily? Get up off the floor. There you go. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. We have Nate up next, don't we?
Yep.
Nate, tell me what you're playing.
I'm playing Less Than Jake.
What?
Don't ask me why.
What?
Don't.
You're playing
Less Than Jake.
Less Than Jake.
Yes.
I've converted you to the dark side, Nate.
Ha, no.
must be something wrong with the universe if Nate is playing Less Than Jake.
Pluto is aligned with Earth, ladies and gentlemen. Nate is playing Less Than Jake.
I don't think that's possible. Yeah.
Okay. It's Less Than Jake, but it's a song you haven't heard before.
Oh.
It's a little like Washington State premiere, I guess.
Wow.
But it is Less Than Jake, Dope Man, the Beastie Boys mix.
Beastie Boys. And is that by the band we all know and love, the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not extremely different. There's just a couple added elements. There's hip-hop beats in the beginning, and it ends with scratching. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to listen to that. And in the meantime, while we're listening to this, I want everyone to run and get a $5 bill and come right back to your radio. And after the song, I'll let you in as why you had to grab a $5 bill. So go to your local supermarket, make change if you have to.
They're not supposed to leave their radios.
Well, you know, they have Walkmans, don't they?
Okay.
Bring your Walkman, plug it in, listen to us, and go get yourself a $5 bill.
All right.
Youth Voice, 90.7 KSCR.
Dope man.
Voice in effect, yo. I'm Neil. I'm your host. And Nate is the producer.
Yep.
Chilling with me. Now, earlier in the show, I said that Nate was our resident raver.
Sort of.
He's also our resident Elvis impersonator.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is. He looks just like him. No, and here's a little fact for you. In 1977, there were 37 Elvis impersonators in the world. In 1993, there were 48,000. At this rate, by the year 2010, only 10 short years away, one out of every three people
will be an Elvis impersonator.
Will be an Elvis impersonator.
That's amazing. So, I don't think it's going to continue with that kind of growth, though.
Oh, Elvis is the king.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyway, right before the break, I told you to go get a $5 bill.
And why was that?
I have one right here. If you look at a $5 bill, turn it to the side with the Lincoln Memorial, and look at the top ledge. Everyone do that now. If you look really closely, all 50 states are printed up on the top two ledges. On the very top of the Lincoln Memorial.
Okay.
Good Lord! It's crazy!
There's a guy in the bush. There's a guy in the bush. What?
Red team go!
Alpha. Go!
Red team go!
Go! Okay. Anyway.
Yep. It's Youth Voice. It's Music Day. We're just, you know, it's just sort of like you've had a hard week. You just want to relax. You want something good to listen to on the radio. We're that. We're Youth Voice.
Yep.
Listen to us, yo.
Word.
Anyway. And if you write in and tell me how many times I say yo in this broadcast, we might send you something.
Okay, that's two so far. I'm keeping track, because whatever.
Write it on your forehead so you don't forget, and then go look in a mirror.
Anyway, Neil, what are you playing?
Oh, what am I playing? I'm playing NoFX.
NoFX.
NoFX. Song's called Leave It Alone. It's off of an album called Punk and Drublick.
Okay.
It's a really good album. I like it.
We'll take your word for it.
Okay. Another little fact for you before we go. Did you know that most raindrops are round or donut-shaped?
Donut-shaped?
Yeah, they're not raindrop-shaped.
They have holes?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. All right. Here's Neil playing NoFX.
NoFX. Let's hear it.
Da-da-da.
Boys, baby, yeah! Anyway, we're Youth Boys. We're back. We're having just a wonderful day. Aren't we, guys?
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yay.
Everyone's sleepy. Yay. Wake up!
Woohoo.
I'm Neil. I'm your host for today. And we have useless facts. Facts that are useless, but they're just little facts to prove that you're smarter than everyone else. Go ahead, prove it. Go ahead, use these facts. I'll let you. But just tell them where you got the facts from. Just say, I listen to Youth Voice. On 90.7 KSUR FM.
Yep.
4:45.
Up next.
Up next.
We got to keep Neil going.
Yep. Did you know that blueberry jelly bellies were created especially for Ronald Reagan?
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I like the little popcorn ones.
Popcorn.
But enough of that. Enough Emily of that. Is playing Emily. Something.
What's Emily. Up, Emily?
Emily is so ready to play this song.
Oh. What are you playing, Emily?
I'm playing The Descendants.
Okay.
I don't leave the side of this album ever. It is always with me. It's in my purse. I take it with me to school. It is the best album ever. Descendants summary.
Ooh.
And the song I'm playing is Silly Girl.
Like you.
Like me.
You are a silly girl.
I'm a silly girl.
Silly girl. Descendants are for kids.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's play it now.
Let's play it. Let's hear it on Youth Voice. Want silly girls? We got them. We got them. Here's one right now.
It's me. I'm Barbara. In case
Barbara.
You guys forgotten, that's my name.
Yep. On Youth Voice. Guess what, Nate? Did
what?
You know that a dime has 118 ridges around the edge?
Nope.
Wow.
Where do you get all these useless facts?
I'm just the smartest guy in the world.
Ooh, can I say a useless fact?
Yes.
I read that in Michigan, a man can legally own his wife's hair.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That's amazing. If you live in Michigan and you're getting this.
Over real audio.
Over real audio. Go out and legally own your wife's hair. Go on. Go register for it. Did you know that the smoke detector was invented in 1969?
No.
It was.
All right. That's interesting.
All right.
Up next is Jeff.
Jeff.
Prickly Bear.
Prickly, our resident homeless person.
Yeah, I live in a box.
He lives in a van down by the river. What are you playing, Jeff?
I'm playing corn.
Jeff, can I ask you a personal question?
Oh, sure.
What do you want for Christmas? I know Santa. I can hook you up. What do you want for Christmas?
I want one of those toilet paper / Pez dispensers, so when you pull the toilet paper, it'll like shoot out a Pez thing into your hand. It'll be like, yeah, so you got your Pez on your toilet paper. That's what I really want.
Fresh breath and toilet paper here on Youth Voice.
Yeah, nothing like going to the bathroom than eating a Pez.
Yum.
Amen.
Anyway, what are you playing today?
I'm playing corn.
You're playing corn?
What song?
What song?
It's called Chi.
Now, didn't Korn just release a new album?
Yeah, but I heard it wasn't really good. I haven't picked it up yet. So.
Okay. Do you know what that album's called?
Issues.
It's called Issues. All right. And what album is this off of again?
This is off their second entitled titled Life is Peachy.
And it is here on Youth Voice. So let's hear Jeff's little song. Bye!
Yeah.
voice, baby, has returned. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Right. Okay.
All right. Did you know the Buckingham Palace has 602 rooms? Did you know that?
Nope.
You fail. I'm giving you an F.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Whatever am I going to do?
All right. Okay. Let's just say this. If you could give the whole world one present for Christmas, what would it be?
My lovin'.
Your lovin'?
My lovin'. Everybody gets free love from John.
That's all right.
All right.
You know you want it.
Go give the couch some loving. Go on. Okay. Go on. Okay. Go on.
Go.
Go on.
Move.
Emily.
I would give them all a Pikachu.
A Pikachu?
Yeah. So they could be
a Pikachu?
So they could be as happy as I am with my Pikachu.
You're all getting Satan for Christmas.
Exactly.
Hey, like Pikachu.
Wasn't that show, you know, that the Pikachus are on
Pokemon?
Yeah. Wasn't that show the show that gave Japanese children
a lot
seizures?
Of kids it brought out epileptic seizures, yes, but because when Pikachu shocked, I believe it was Bulbasaur in one episode, that the flashes were so fast that it caused seizures in kids.
Wow. That's amazing.
But Neil, the question is, what would you give everyone for Christmas?
I would give them a dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar.
A dollar each.
A dollar each.
Well, I'd one up yet. I'd give them a dollar and a penny.
Whoa. Whoa, okay. Fine.
Ha.
You win.
Anyway, who do we have up next?
John.
We have John up next.
John, get back to the microphone.
John?
Yeah.
What are you playing for us today, John?
I believe I'm playing for you Garbage.
Garbage.
Off their album Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The song's name is...
Garbage.
Garbage.
Gotcha, it's not garbage.
Oh, wait a minute.
Name of the song actually is Queer. And it's a good song, good times, good people.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Groovy.
Let's hear it. Come on.
I said Queer.
Thank you.
Youth Voice, 90.7 FM, KSER, Adventurous Radio. It is now 5 o'clock, and we are partying here in the Youth Voice studios.
Yep.
We've taken them over. They're no longer KSER studios. They're Youth Voice studios.
And it's still this KSER. KSER 90.7 FM Everett.
Listener, if you like what you're hearing, if you like this rocking music, if you have a comment or a question, or if you just want to tell us the time of day, you can.
That's all right.
Thanks to technology, you can either email us, youthvoice@hotmail.com.
Or KSER@AOL.com.
Go ahead. Give us an email. Tell us what you think. Maybe you know someone who wants to be a part of Youth Voice. Yeah. Maybe that's the only thing they want for Christmas, is to be a part of Youth Voice.
Which is such a special honor.
Sign them on up. Uncle Sam wants you for Youth Voice.
I didn't know we had an Uncle Sam.
Yeah. He's on my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
He's distant. Very distant.
Very distant.
He's Canadian. There might be some college-bound kids out there who are listening right now. Did you know that Harvard College uses Yale brand locks on their buildings? That's true.
Hey, that's
it's a true
funny.
Fact.
That's amazing.
Did you know that most American car horns and most American telephone... You know, the telephone dial when you pick up the phone. Both ring in the key of F.
F.
Ladies and gentlemen, F.
Okay.
F as in frog.
Yes, we know. F as
That's in. Amazing.
All right.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have all these amazing facts.
How about we play
it's
some
like too
music.
Much knowledge. Oh, that might do it.
Yeah.
If we play some music.
Play some music.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you know that the average bank teller loses $250 a year?
What?
Are we supposed to trust these people now?
Supposedly.
They lose $250 a year. Average.
Amazing.
Where does it go?
I don't have a
it
bank
goes
account.
To us.
So.
It goes to us.
I just wanted everybody to understand that if they lose it, that means it goes to the American people, which means that we're getting extra profit that we don't deserve.
Ooh.
Is that fair?
No.
I think so.
Of course it is. What am I talking about?
Okay.
While we're on the topic of money, did you know that in 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die?
That's
when
terrible.
Patients would keel over.
That's
I got
bad.
20 bucks on the old man and 3C.
Can you beat
Can you believe that?
Can you beat the spread though?
21 odds.
All
Daddy
right.
needs a new pair of shoes. He's gonna go on the 20th.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I'm gonna be suspended from
up
Youth Voice.
Up next is me.
It's you.
Me.
Kimo Sabe.
Oh. Okay, I'm
Did
playing.
You know?
Yeah.
Before what? You tell us what you're playing, hold on.
No.
Did you know that Kimo Sabe means soggy shrub in Navajo?
That's interesting.
You're the soggiest shrub I ever did see, Nate.
All right. Okay.
What are you playing, Nate?
I am playing Beck. Brand new Beck.
Wow.
Off his new album,
Beck.
Midnight Vultures. This album, the new one, Midnight Vultures, reminds me of Prince.
Wow.
Like Beck meets Prince.
Did you know that Beck was related to Al Hansen?
No.
Al Hansen was a guy in the music industry, and that's his grandfather.
Okay.
Most that's people nice. Out there would probably know who Al Hansen is. And Beck Hansen and Al Hansen are related. Good Lord.
Okay. Okay.
Preposterous.
Anyway, I am playing Beck. It's Mixed Business off the new album, Midnight Vultures.
Wow, let's hear it.
So, here it is. Black.
freaks flock together and make all the lesbians scream.
Such a party in here. There's beach balls being passed around and all sorts of stuff. There's big disco ball.
All right.
It's crazy.
Turn it up now.
Yeehaw. Anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone knows American Airlines. Did you know that they saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating an olive from each salad served in the first class?
One olive?
One olive out of every salad.
Every salad. Wow.
Wow.
That's one olive less for us to eat, though.
No, that's one olive more. All those greedy first-class rich people don't get the olives now.
But they paid that $350 for that olive.
They think they can take all the olives. Well, I'll tell you what. I have a stockpile of olives for the year 2000. They're not going to get the olives.
All right. Quit frothing at the mouth.
Your 2000's coming.
So
I gotta be ready. I have macaroni and cheese saved up.
Really?
In my room.
Seriously?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
What are you playing, Neil?
What am I playing?
Yeah.
I'm playing what, in my opinion, is one of the best albums of 1999. It's one of my favorite albums. I've recently gone through like pretty much all of my CDs and listened to every one of them that came out this year, and this is one of my favorite albums. It's No Use for a Name. It's More Betterness. That's it, what the album is called.
More Betterness?
More Betterness.
Is that good grammar?
That's excellent grammar. I got an edumacation. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thanks to all United States schools.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Arlington High School. Now I am a smart feller.
Anyway.
Did you know that most collect calls are made on Father's Day?
Hi, Dad. I just thought I'd collect call you and say hi. How are you doing?
Yes.
I'm too cheap.
Yeah. Anyway, No Use for a Name, More Betterness. The song is called Unlucky 17. It's a really good album.
Okay.
So, let's hear it.
Do you really want to hear it?
I so want to hear it.
How bad do you want to hear it?
Give it to me! I want to hear it!
Here it comes.
Okay. I feel better now.
Ahí va Cuauhtémoc por el tercero. Para Luis go!
Go!
Youth Voice in the house.
Word.
Word to your mother.
Yo.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Anyone else?
Anyone else?
All right.
All right, now we're done with that. All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Whatever happened to Troy, anyways?
I don't know.
Oh, I took care of that.
Did you get Troy out of the way so that you could be Troy Neal?
Yes.
Because I miss Troy. See, he was nice.
We are holding him ransom for $1 million.
I don't think anybody would pay $1 million for Troy.
Come on now. Yeah. I love Troy Hewitt.
How about a dollar?
A dollar.
Can I buy him off of you for a dollar?
No, you can't.
Why not?
He's my Troy.
We like Troy. But anyway.
Did you know that the save icon on Microsoft Word shows a floppy disk with the shutter on backwards?
Leave it to Microsoft to get something wrong.
Microsoft never screws anything up, okay?
Resident laugher.
Our laugh.
There's a lot of residents.
We stole Emily from
Resident
the set
Evil?
Of Full House.
Yes.
Hey!
Oh, Michelle.
I'm not Michelle.
You liar.
I'm Emily Kate.
You lie.
Not Ashley.
Okay.
Not Mary Kate. Oh, I don't all care.
Right. All right. Did you know that in most advertisements, including newspapers, time displayed on the watch is 10:10?
Why?
I don't know. But that's what the majority of the watches
say. You're supposed
say.
To know this stuff.
You know? You can call me God if you want.
I'm disappointed in you, Grasshopper.
I guess I'm not a Jedi Master.
Nope.
I want to be
anyway,
a Jedi Master.
Did you know that the only real person to be a Pez head was Betsy Ross? That's
no.
patronism.
No.
Speaking of patronism.
No.
Yes.
They made a Jay Leno Pez dispenser.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they gave it to him on the
did.
Show. So, ha!
You were wrong! Look at that, you were wrong!
I'm going home.
Go home.
Okay,
you know,
next is Jeff.
Speaking of... Are you undermining me, boy?
Yes.
Up next is
I'm always
Jeff.
Up next is Jeff.
I'm always overminding you, but...
Undermining, overminding.
Whatever.
It's all the same. Did you know that the first CD ever pressed in the U.S. was Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA?
Woo.
You're going to play that next, aren't you? No.
Hey.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Max Weinberg is a member of his band.
Who's Max Weinberg?
You don't know who Max Weinberg is?
No.
He's from Conan O'Brien.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
I believe you. Jeff. Tell us what you're going to play for the audience.
Oh, sure. I'm going to play some Nirvana there.
Nirvana.
Nirvana.
King of Grunge.
Yeah, from back in the day.
Back in the day, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure.
And I'm going to play Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Smells like they need a little...
I'm just yard. Saying everything you say.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Youth Voice. 90.7 KCR-FM Adventures Radio. Right.
Thank you.
And we're back. And better than ever. All right. Did you know? Did you know that airbags explode at over 200 miles an hour?
Wow.
God, all these facts. I don't know what to do. Yo.
And that's three.
Did you know that naked means to be unprotected? Nude means to be unclothed.
So we're always naked. I'm naked.
I'm packing heat. I'm not naked.
Anyway.
Youth voice, having a good time. Aren't we, Emily?
Oh, very much so. Can't you tell by the tone of my voice how excited I am to be talking on live radio right now?
Yes, I can.
She sounds like Ben Stein.
Ben Stein.
Who's Ben Stein?
It's a long story about a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah. Far, far away?
Far, far away.
Why don't you tell us, Neil?
I don't want to.
Come on, Neil.
Anyway, who are we playing next?
It's John.
Johnny. What you got for us, John? Mind if I call you Big John?
He's got a song.
I have a song.
If I call you Herbert?
Yeah, I don't like H names.
Okay, sorry. I'll call you John.
John's cool, or whatever else.
All right.
Just as long as it doesn't start with an H.
All right, Henry.
Engelbert.
Just Engelbert. Kidding. What do you got for us, John?
If you call me Humperdinck, that'd be cool, because that's got a neat tone to it.
But that's an H name.
But that's okay. That's understandable.
Anyway,
what are you playing for us?
Yeah, well, I have for you Blink 182.
Wow.
Yeah. This is off Enema of the State.
That's their newest album, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It came out like in the summer.
Okay.
And this one is Going Away to College.
Yeah. Going Away to College. Are you going away to college?
I am going away to college.
What college are you going to?
I don't know
Harvard?
Yet. We'll find out. No. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Yes. No.
So it's undecided.
It's undecided. We'll
as
see whatever.
The future for John.
What pop shop turns. Henry Cogswell in No, I'm not serious.
Just play the song.
He is frothing at the mouth, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm talking in clicking languages today, folks.
Okay, here it is.
Swahili clicking on Youth Voice.
Nate?
You're so beautiful to me. Man.
Aw. Yeah, man.
Did you know that Pinocchio is Italian for pine eyes?
Pine eyes?
Pine eyes.
All right.
Interesting facts today on Youth Voice. Interesting facts that would be fun at parties.
Do you want to know another interesting fact?
What's that?
I just beat up John.
Yes, she did.
No. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. You guys were there. You saw me. I was like going crazy.
No, I was pretty much the winner.
All right, guys.
I was doing the bashing and
I chill out.
Welcome to live radio.
Yes. Who won?
I'm your stewardess, Neil.
Who won, Neil?
Please place your your tray tables and light your upright positions.
We got a problem though. Who won?
I won.
You weren't fighting.
I won.
Anyway.
Earlier in the show, I said that I'd give everyone in the world a dollar for Christmas.
I'll give them a dollar and
but
a penny.
Did you know that there are 293 ways to make change for a dollar?
That's amazing.
So, I can give 293 people each dollar in the different amount of change.
Mm-hmm. Without repeating.
Exactly.
The change you use. That's amazing. I feel like I'm on an infomercial. Tell me more.
Well, the Spray-On Hair 2000.
Anyway.
It slices, it dices, it plays Nate's really fun music.
Yes, like we are.
Just like Nate does.
Yeah.
And Nate. Yeah. You're up next.
Yep. I'm going to give you the
what do you got for us?
Choice between two different things.
All right.
A compare and contrast
or
Apocalyptica plays Metallica on four cellos.
I'm going to have to go with Apocalyptica.
Apocalyptica? Okay. It's a CD that I just borrowed from a friend yesterday, and I found it really cool. It's Apocalyptica plays Metallica on four cellos.
Okay.
It is four cellos, and that is it.
Okay, and what type of music would Apocalyptica be?
It's symphonic rock.
Symphonic rock. Symphonic rock. What are their other songs sound like?
I don't know.
You don't know.
All on four cellos. All I've heard is this album, so it's interesting. And the song is Enter Sandman.
All right, it's a cover song.
Yep, it's all covers. It's all Metallica. So
all right,
it's interesting. There's also a album just like this out. It is Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony.
Okay.
And it's called S&M, but I really didn't like it because it's sounds too much like a Metallica concert and nothing like a symphony.
Yeah, actually, I did hear that. It was like Metallica, and then it went to symphony, and then it went to Metallica.
And there's just people screaming. I mean, I want to listen for the music. I don't want to hear people screaming in the background. But anyway, this is Apocalyptica, Enter Sandman.
But before we go to this break, I wanted to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Did you know that the toes of mummies are wrapped individually?
Amazing.
Wow. Let's see Lara Croft find that out.
She will in Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. What is it with computer animated chicks and people thinking they're attractive? They're computer animated.
Yeah. But anyway.
But I know so many people who think people like that are just weird. Anyway, let's hear the song.
All right.
What?
We'll be right back. That wasn't as hard hitting as Metallica was, but I found it acceptable.
There's no drums in it or anything.
No.
If they had drums in it, it would have been much more in your face.
Yep.
But, Jeff, go away.
Did you know that there are 1,792 steps to the top of the Eiffel Tower?
Nope, didn't know it.
That's a lot of steps.
Yep.
Who needs a Stairmaster move to France?
Okay.
Anyway, Youth Voice. Just chilling. You know, the party's pretty much over.
It was
a fun time.
After show flow.
This is sort of like the coming down off of the after show or the show. You know, it's just been a really fun time. Yeah. Hasn't it, guys?
Yeah, I guess.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did you know that the words race car and kayak are the same both ways? So if you spelled kayak backwards, it would spell kayak.
They're palindromes.
Wow.
Did you know noon, the word noon, you can flip it upside down too, and it still says noon.
Wow. Anyway, yeah. I'm playing Music Free next. It's a band that we played before, AFI.
Oh.
Little East Bay hardcore for you. Song's called All, or the album is All Hallows EP. It's a great album off of Nitro Records. And the song's called Fall Children.
Fall Children?
Yes.
Interesting.
And AFI was supposed to come with Danzig.
But did they?
But they didn't because of the WTO marches.
They ran away from
they
that.
They ran away.
Chickens.
They were afraid. I was scared too. I ate half of my macaroni stock.
Okay.
I'm so disappointed. Play the song.
Here's AFI.
What do you want for Christmas?
I want one of those toilet paper / Pez dispensers, so when you pull the toilet paper, it'll like shoot out a Pez thing into your hand. It'll be like, yeah, so you got your Pez on your toilet paper. That's what I really want.
Fresh breath and toilet paper here on Youth Voice.
Yeah, nothing like going to the bathroom than eating a Pez.
Yum.
Amen.
Anyway, what are you playing today?
I'm playing Korn.
You're playing Korn?
What song?
It's called Chi.
Now, didn't Korn just release a new album?
Yeah, but I heard it wasn't really good. I haven't picked it up yet. So.
Okay. Do you know what that album's called?
Issues.
It's called Issues. All right. And what album is this off of again?
This is off their second entitled titled Life is Peachy.
And it is here on Youth Voice. So let's hear Jeff's little song. Bye! Buried so far away,
Voice Baby has returned. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
Right. Okay.
All right. Did you know the Buckingham Palace has 602 rooms? Did you know that?
Nope.
You fail. I'm giving you an F.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Whatever am I going to do?
All right. Okay. Let's just say this. If you could give the whole world one present for Christmas, what would it be?
My lovin'.
Your lovin'?
My lovin'. Everybody gets free love from John.
That's all right.
All right.
You know you want it.
Go give the couch some loving. Go on. Okay. Go on. Okay. Go on.
Go.
Go on.
Move.
Emily.
I would give them all a Pikachu.
A Pikachu?
Yeah. So they could be.
A Pikachu?
So they could be as happy as I am with my Pikachu.
You're all getting Satan for Christmas.
Exactly.
Hey, like Pikachu.
Wasn't that show, you know, that the Pikachus are on
Pokemon?
Yeah. Wasn't that show the show that gave Japanese children
a lot
seizures?
Of kids it brought out epileptic seizures, yes, but because when Pikachu shocked, I believe it was Bulbasaur in one episode, that the flashes were so fast that it caused seizures in kids.
Wow. That's amazing.
But Neil, the question is, what would you give everyone for Christmas?
I would give them a dollar.
A dollar?
A dollar.
A dollar each.
A dollar each.
Well, I'd one up yet. I'd give them a dollar and a penny.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay. Fine.
Ha.
You win.
Anyway, who do we have up next?
John.
We have John up next.
John, get back to the microphone.
John?
Yeah.
What are you playing for us today, John?
I believe I'm playing for you Garbage.
Garbage.
Off their album Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The song's name is...
Garbage.
Garbage.
Gotcha, it's not Garbage.
Oh, wait a minute.
Name of the song actually is Queer. And it's a good song, good times, good people.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Groovy.
Let's hear it. Come on.
I said Queer.
Thank you.
Youth Voice, 90.7 FM, KSER, Adventurous Radio. It is now 5 o'clock, and we are partying here in the Youth Voice studios.
Yep.
We've taken them over. They're no longer KSER studios. They're Youth Voice studios.
And it's still this KSER. Is KSER 90.7 FM Everett.
Listener, if you like what you're hearing, if you like this rocking music, if you have a comment or a question, or if you just want to tell us the time of day, you can.
That's all right.
Thanks to technology, you can either email us, youthvoice@hotmail.com,
or KSER@AOL.com.
Go ahead, give us an email. Tell us what you think. Maybe you know someone who wants to be a part of Youth Voice. Yeah. Maybe that's the only thing they want for Christmas, is to be a part of Youth Voice.
Which is such a special honor.
Sign them on up. Uncle Sam wants you for Youth Voice.
I didn't know we had an Uncle Sam.
Yeah, he's on my mom's side of the family.
Okay.
He's distant. Very distant.
Very distant.
He's Canadian. There might be some college-bound kids out there who are listening right now. Did you know that Harvard College uses Yale brand locks on their buildings? That's true.
Hey, that's
it's a true
funny.
Fact.
That's amazing.
Did you know that most American car horns and most American telephone, you know, the telephone dial when you pick up the phone, both ring in the key of F.
F.
Ladies and gentlemen, F.
Okay.
F as in frog.
Yes, we know. F as
That's in. Amazing.
All right.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have all these amazing facts.
How about we play
it's like
some
too
music.
Much knowledge. Oh, that might do it.
Yeah.
If we play some music.
Play some music.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you know that the average bank teller loses $250 a year?
What?
Are we supposed to trust these people now?
Supposedly.
They lose $250 a year. Average.
Amazing.
Where does it go?
I don't have a
it
bank
goes
account,
to us.
So.
It goes to us.
I just wanted everybody to understand that if they lose it, that means it goes to the American people, which means that we're getting extra profit that we don't deserve.
Ooh.
Is that fair?
No.
I think so.
Of course it is. What am I talking about?
Okay.
And while we're on the topic of money, did you know that in 1980, a Las Vegas hospital suspended workers for betting on when patients would die?
That's
when
terrible.
Patients would keel over.
That's
I got
bad.
20 bucks on the old man and 3C.
Can you believe
that?
Can you beat the spread, though?
21 odds.
All
Daddy
right.
needs a new pair of shoes. He's going to go on the 20th.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I'm going to be suspended from
up
Youth Voice.
Up next is me.
It's you.
Me.
Kimo Sabe.
Oh. Okay, I'm
Did
playing.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Before what? You tell us what you're playing, hold on.
No.
Did you know that Kimo Sabe means soggy shrub in Navajo?
That's interesting.
You're the soggiest shrub I ever did see, Nate.
All right. Okay.
What are you playing, Nate?
I am playing Beck. Brand new Beck.
Wow. Right,
off his new album,
Beck.
Midnight Vultures. This album, the new one, Midnight Vultures, reminds me of Prince.
Wow.
Like Beck meets Prince.
Did you know that Beck was related to Al Hansen?
No.
Al Hansen was a guy in the music industry, and that's his grandfather.
Okay.
Most that people sounds... out there would probably know who Al Hansen is. And Beck Hansen and Al Hansen are related. Good Lord.
Okay.
That's okay. Preposterous.
Anyway, I am playing Beck. It's Mixed Business off the new album, Midnight Vultures.
Wow, let's hear it.
So, here it is.
Flash.
such a party in here. There's beach balls being passed around and all sorts of stuff. There's a big disco ball.
All right.
It's crazy.
Turn it up now.
Yeehaw. Anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone knows American Airlines. Did you know that they saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating an olive from each salad served in the first class?
One olive?
One olive out of every salad.
Every salad. Wow.
Wow.
That's one olive less for us to eat, though.
No, that's one olive more. All those greedy first-class rich people don't get the olives now.
But they paid that $350 for that olive.
They think they can take all the olives. Well, I'll tell you what. I have a stockpile of olives for the year 2000. They're not going to get the olives.
All right. Quit frothing at the mouth.
Year 2000's coming.
So
I got to be ready. I have macaroni and cheese saved up.
Really?
In my room.
Seriously?
Of course.
Uh-huh.
You never know.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
What are you playing, Neil?
What am I playing?
Yeah.
I'm playing what, in my opinion, is one of the best albums of 1999. It's one of my favorite albums. I've recently gone through, like, pretty much all of my CDs and listened to every one of them that came out this year, and this is one of my favorite albums. It's No Use for a Name. It's More Betterness. That's it, what the album is called.
More Betterness?
More Betterness.
Is that good grammar?
That's excellent grammar. I got an edumacation. I think I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thanks to all United States schools.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Arlington High School. Now I am a smart feller.
Anyway.
Did you know that most collect calls are made on Father's Day?
Hi, Dad. I just thought I'd collect call you and say hi. How are you doing?
Yes.
I'm too cheap.
Yeah. Anyway, No Use for a Name, More Betterness. The song is called Unlucky 17. It's a really good album.
Okay.
So let's hear it.
Do you really want to hear it?
I so want to hear it.
How bad do you want to hear it?
Give it to me. I want to hear it.
Here it comes.
Okay. I feel better now.
Ahí va Cuauhtémoc por el tercero. Para Luis.